My name is Dwayne DeFault, and welcome to Selling SaaS, a daily podcast that's built to get you quick hits of the best advice from the top experts for go-to-market strategies, sales, and product-led growth. The goal of this podcast is to help you learn more, get better, and execute in 10 minutes or less. Now let's get into today's episode.
Oh my gosh, like I thought it was surprising. What was that? I forget who it was, but it was 18 months or 16 months, basically a year and a half. And that was what, 4 or 5 years ago, that study came out, and it was like thousands of sales leaders that did that. And that surprised me, but that made me like really double down on focus. And interestingly enough, what I ended up focusing on was a lot of the RevOps and data, because that's where the answers lie.
Yeah. And I think people that actually do take the longer term view and say, we got to build the infrastructure so that we can actually manage this right, et cetera, are the ones who ultimately will meet their number. Maybe not this month, but by the time the year's over, they've got a lot higher probability that they met the number for the year than someone that's operating on a 1 month time horizon.
100% agree with that. But the thing that I found that a lot of, I don't want to say younger, but like early stage sales managers, revenue leaders, whether they're on the CS team or like they're running expansion or they're on net new sales teams, there's a big failure in being able to communicate to the executive team as to why that needs to happen, and then be able to flip-flop. Like I've always said that like that middle management role between VP and frontline manager is like the one of the hardest ones to have, because you have to be able to recognize patterns and then execute on those patterns with almost a blinders on, being able to go from strategic conversation of 6 to 9 month plan into training sales and working deals with your sales team that have them focusing on weekly timeframes rather than 9 month timeframes. Like it's like the dual role sales manager or the full cycle sales rep that has to switch between hunter and farmer, like between phone calls. It's like that times 100 when you're in sales management. I feel like there's a big gap in sales management, specifically when it comes to trust from first time CEO and founders, and then the ability to communicate and understand or articulate why and how to have that vision, but then execute on the day-to-day stuff.
Well, a lot of time, the first-time sales manager also doesn't have the experience to have that vision though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. Very much agreed.
It does take a while. Would you tell me I've been at this for 3 centuries? I mean, you need at least one century to have learned enough, right?
I don't know. I've hired a lot of sales reps. I've helped promote a lot of people into sales management roles. And there's just this different perspective that the sales leaders have when they've been in a sales management role for maybe 12 months. It doesn't have to be like a true, it could be the dual role, but it's like they've had a successful taste of what that vision is. As long as they've had that and they've been able to grow revenue 5-10%, in that year, then if they can be successful in a lot of roles. As long as they're able to communicate effectively to the executive team, then there's a good future for that person. But if they don't, I found that if they don't have that exposure, or if they haven't had success in that environment, it's really hard to make that leap into a true sales management director, whatever you want to call that role. It's really challenging for them to stay in that successfully and have a long-term career instead of going back into a producer role.
You mentioned being able to communicate effectively, right? This is where there is a challenge, which is there are a lot of CEOs, boards, particularly the investor members of boards, that they aren't particularly good at handling negative information, right? And so a lot of these salespeople and early sales managers are just deftly afraid of saying, we've got a issue here. And so if you can't feel comfortable doing that, then you're in no position to sort of make recommendations on how we should do things differently. It's incredible how much of the world just wants to hear positive news, but it doesn't do anyone any good.
Well, they think it's forever. They think that bad news is a failure and they think it's never going to change. It was like, bad news is just it's a learning experience where you know what not to do and how to move forward. If you have a bunch of managers working for you or around you that can't see that, that can't use that as a learning experience to make a decision to move. Like, most of leadership comes down to just being able to make a decision. And half the time when you're in a leadership role, if you're at the average company, you maybe have half the information necessary to make an educated guess, but it's all about making the decision to move forward and then making that decision work. It's being able to adjust, be agile in your perspective, and being able to continue to coach to that decision, but then quickly realize, oh, that was wrong. We need to go this route. Instead of just sitting in the fire getting burned the whole time, it's being able to recognize that your decision wasn't the right one, communicate that to whoever needs to hear it, and tuck your tail and get your pride out of the way and just continue to move forward. Like, so many leaders, air quotes, leaders struggle with that. It's like you said, everyone wants to hear positivity. Like, it's a lot of what's in business, especially management roles, isn't positive. We just don't talk about it enough or help people talk about it enough.
Yeah, agreed.
Well, Scott, one of my favorite conversations on the show so far, so I really appreciate you taking the time.
That was fun.
And if anyone, the audience, wants to follow you, connect with you, read more about Scale Matters and the stuff that you guys do, like, where's the best place they can find you?
My LinkedIn profile. You can email me at scott@scalematters.com or go to our website, scalematters.com. Pretty easy to find me.
That's great, Scott.
Dwayne, thanks for having me, man.
Awesome.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Selling SaaS Podcast. And if you got value from today, please leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget, we'll be here for you tomorrow so you can learn, grow, and execute in 10 minutes or less.